posing in containers tonight in an abandoned building where the squatters made a mural of a Mexican girl with 15 cans of spray paint in a chemical swirl. She's standing in the ashes at the end of the world, four winds blowing through her hair. But when great Satan's gone, the horror of Babylon, well, she just can't sustain the pressure where it's placed. She caves. The Bible's blood and Torah's death, Corona's mute. If you burn them all together, you get close to the truth still. They're pouring over Sanskrit under Ivy League moons while shadows lengthen in the sun. Cast on a school of meditation built to soften the times and hold us at the center while the spiral unwinds. It's knocking over fences, crossing property lines. Four winds cry until it comes. It's the summer man. Touching towards Bethlehem, our heart just can't contain all of that empty space. It breaks. It breaks. It breaks. Baron and Cadillac and company jet, like a newly orphaned refugee retracing my steps all the way to Casadega to commune with the dead. They said you'd better look alive. And now soft to old Dakota, where a genocide sleeps in the Black Hills, the Badlands, the calloused east. I buried my ballast, I made my peace. Her four winds level in the pines. But when Grace saved,
I'm Greg Mendez, and you're listening to WMUC-FM.
Care to Stop Violence is a campus resource housed in UMD's University Health Center. The Care Office provides free, confidential advocacy and therapy services for survivors of sexual assault, relationship violence, stalking, and sexual harassment. Survivors and their supporters can make an appointment with a trained advocate or call our 24/7 hot crisis line to speak to someone right away. Additionally, we work to empower the campus community to prevent power-based violence through educational presentations, events, and outreach activities. Learn more about our available services and programs by visiting health.umd.edu/care.
Thank you. Thank you. It's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing. I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. Swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like
this is Chase.
This is Kyle.
This is Wes.
This is Rahelio.
This is the prettiest boy band in College Park, telling you you're listening to 90.5 WMUC FM. Do not touch that dial.
College Park Radio.
Welcome to Baltimore Avenue.
Where college radio is, you're not going to believe this, good radio.
Thank you.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new. Kiss and inspiration. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall when stars are bright. You are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom, though I dream in vain. In my heart it will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
mortal know. Meu sabiá, meu violão, e uma cruel desilusão foi tudo que ficou. Pra machucar meu coração, tá fazendo um ano e meio, amor, que o nosso lar desmoronou. Meu sabiá, cruel desilusão foi tudo que ficou pra machucar meu coração. Quem sabe não foi bem melhor assim. Melhor pra você e melhor pra mim. A vida é uma escola que a gente precisa aprender. A ciência de viver pra não sofrer. Thank you.
this is Guy from the Cribs, and you are listening to WMUC College Park.
Thank you. said to go alert in the fall. Every night seek the intruders of his burial ground. March 12th, the year 2001. While pledging a sorority, Princess Sally, daughter of King Richard Riddlewaters III, is told to venture into the cemetery where the ghoul resides. To prove her sincerity and loyalty to the organization, Princess Sally decides to enter the cemetery.